Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Today, we are giving you a chance to win a Slugger bobblehead doll. You don't have to do much to get the bobblehead doll. All you need to do is share with us your favorite I lost my wallet story. Rob, I don't know if I've ever told you this story before, but Ben Heisler had his bachelor party in Denver, Colorado. So it was over Cinco de Mayo weekend. We had an amazing time. Well, the first day we get there, the gentleman wanted to go to a gentleman's club. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know, whatever Heist wants to do, it's his weekend. Perfectly fine. I go to do the triple check. I did not have my wallet. So I am out of town, no wallet. So I don't have my debit card. I don't have my ID. I don't have anything at this point. Obviously, Danny fronts me and like, yo, when we get back, we'll figure it out. Make sure you check your stuff. So I'm feverishly trying to check my stuff because I'm trying to make sure, hey, I want to do all the fun things on this trip. So that first night, we're there for three nights. The first night, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't get in anywhere. At the bottom of my bag, my wallet was sitting there. I just didn't look hard enough. That's not one of those bad stories where you lost your wallet and something terrible happened, but I'm in Denver. I want to do as the Romans do. And it just did not work for me that first night. But I was lucky. I found my wallet. We had an amazing time while we were there. Some of you have lost your wallet and you have not been so fortunate. So here's a story of losing your wallet and it works out. Here's Charles Barkley yesterday on Inside the NBA.
Can I give a shout out? It's important.
Yeah, yes.
I want to give a shout out to a guy. He's a Georgia Bulldog.
Hey.
His name is Matt Powles. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. I lost my wallet today, Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Powles, P-Y-L-E-S, I'm hoping I'm saying his name right, he returned it.
Yeah.
He got in touch with TNT and gave me my wallet back. And that was really awesome. I lost it at Chipotle. Yeah. And I didn't even know it.
You still carry a wallet?
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Are you like the only person in the world that still carries a wallet?
Yeah. Ernie, why you lose your wallet? My story.
We use a wallet.
Chipotle.
Real fat. You know that.
Kenny, do you carry a wallet?
Matt.
I have both.
Hey, you're a Georgia Bulldog. Thank you, Georgia Bulldog.
I have a
Bulldog.
Wallet some days, and then some days I just use my.
Shaq, you carry a wallet?
I have a badge, sir.
Okay.
Wait, nobody carries a wallet but me?
Yeah.
I do carry it some days, but some days you don't need it.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, hey, Matt, meet me at the spot where we talked about. We're going to finish
that. Text line 913-576-7610. CDOT, you ain't supposed to tell other people about the boys going to these kind of places for the bachelor party. I think the ladies know. I can't confirm or deny this, but I think they know. Like, men, I want us to be honest here. We ain't really that sneaky with the stuff that we're doing. Women know most of the time. They might look the other way, but they know. Believe me, you ain't getting nothing past your queen. She knows. She knows whenever you go away for the bachelor party that you up to no good. She just hoping that you come back in one piece and don't do anything over the top to embarrass her. That's all she really cares about when you go away with the homies for the bachelor party. Text line 913-576-7610. Why are they hating on wallets? It's just rich people talking. I am learning more and more. A lot of people hate on wallets. I still love the traditional wallet. I got my wallet from Banana Republic. I've had it for a couple of years. It's actually time for me to re-up and get another one. My wallet right now, it's looking like it's been through a couple of wars, a couple of battles. It ain't all the way toe up, but I definitely need to go get me another one. I'm going to be traditional wallet until I die. I'm going to be traditional wallet until I die. But some of you are money clip guy. Some of you are phone wallet guy. Everybody's different. I've learned over the course of this. But we all have been in a situation in which we have lost our wallet. In which we have lost our wallet. So, Rob, we are collecting stories right now. At the end of the day, we'll give somebody a Slugger bobblehead doll. What are your favorite I lost my wallet stories?
Well, the cleared in the clubhouse right now from earlier. This person lost their wallet when they were in Arizona for spring training. They were not able to get on their flight home because they couldn't be verified. They had to wait 3 hours and eventually guess their father's birthday correctly to verify who they were. They then got on the plane. A year later, the stadium informed them they had found the wallet. The person went back to Arizona and got to be a ball boy at a spring training game, returned the wallet, and met Moose, Alex Gordon, and Whit Merrifield. That's the current leader in the clubhouse. Here are two new submissions in the 3 o'clock hour.
Okay, all right.
From the 816. The worst place I ever lost my wallet. I was in high school. My girl came over. She brought her dad's car. We did some stuff in the back of the car. I lost my wallet in the back of the car. The next day I went over to see my girl. Her dad was waiting there with the wallet and asked me how it fell out of my pocket.
I mean, no. He knows the answer. How did your wallet get in the back seat? Oh, he know.
He knows.
And he know.
This is our last submission from the 3 o'clock hour. Please keep sending those texts in. This guy, I feel like, should win because of what he went through. From the 816, I lost my wallet. I was at Kauffman Stadium wearing basketball shorts and hit the porta potty. I had to go number two. I didn't realize I lost it in the porta potty until we went to use our tickets. Back then, we had paper tickets. I had to retrace my steps and use napkins to pull it out of the bottom of the porta potty. Tickets were in the wallet, and I felt bad handing the paper tickets to the ticket taker.
Yo, he's the favorite. He did all that to go to a random July Royals game. I just would have chalked it up. I would have. No, it's over.
Sifting through that in the hot summer sun. I am sorry,
those
my man.
Those got to be Super Bowl tickets, bro. They got to be.
I mean, you got to the door and you were like, whoops, they're not. This better have been 2015 with a sellout because you couldn't have walked to the ticket office and been like, someone spot me. It's gone.
I mean, just imagine the moment of when he realized exactly where his ticket was. Because, you know, whenever you lose your wallet, you're thinking, all right, it could be in the car. Maybe I left it at home. But there was that 5 second, I know where my wallet is. At that moment, you made a choice that you were going in to get it. Yeah, you got to bro. Somebody on the text line says it. You got to charge it to the game and move on. Absolutely. The game's the game at that point. I don't need it that bad. I don't want it that bad. Not at all. I don't need my ID that bad. I don't need my debit card that bad. I certainly don't need these tickets to this June Royals game that bad. I'm good. No thanks.
The fact he said we used napkins, like somehow that makes it sanitary. Oh, well, yeah. These napkins fixed it. You're right, though. The minute he got back to the car and he was like, all right, my wallet's not in here. My wallet's not in my pocket. Where we were just here. When you go back to the house, like, no, it's not. And then one of his buddies was probably like, well, you took the porta potty. The fear that came across his face in that moment had to be incredible.
Absolutely incredible. Coming up in a little bit, we'll talk about Derek Carr's a loser. Like, I really don't know how else to say it in a nice, politically correct way. He is a loser. And we'll talk about how much of a loser he is coming up in just a little bit. I do have a toss-up question, 913-576-7610. Which of these is the worst to lose? Because I call it the triple check. If I go somewhere and I get up, I'm telling you, I'm patting, and I'm making sure that I got my phone, I got my keys, and I got my wallet. Because I'm not leaving home without all three of those things. What's the worst to lose? Is it your phone, your keys, or your wallet? Now, I actually lost my phone last summer. I was just messing around, running. And next thing I know, I did the triple check before I got in the car. And my wallet was not in there. I spent like 90 minutes trying to find it. I could not find it. I just told myself, you know what? I'm eligible for an upgrade. I'm just going to go ahead and get the phone. And I got an iPhone, so when I got the new phone, it really wasn't that bad. I plugged it up to the computer. It was perfectly fine. I actually think it's wallet, and this is why. To get a new wallet, there's way more hurdles to go through than just you walk into the wallet store the same way you can at Sprint or T-Mobile or Verizon and just get a new phone. You got to get new debit cards. Maybe you got some cash in there that you lost. You got your work key. So I couldn't get into my job without my wallet. Like, I could not open the door without it. It would be much more of an inconvenience. Sure, it'd be cheaper. But if I got to pick between those, I probably would pick wallet. I think the keys is the worst, though. You ain't going nowhere if you ain't got your keys. You can't get in your house in some situations. You can't get in your keys. That's why I have two sets of keys made, and I give them to two people that I trust with my life. So if I got in that situation, I might be inconvenienced for about 30 minutes, but they have the same keys at their house that I have in my house. So I'm going to say keys is the number one answer here.
I think phone's the number one answer for this reason. My whole life's on my phone. I got all my contacts. I got my banking information. I got my credit card information. I got a document that keeps all my passwords stored, so I know what all my passwords are for my various social medias and things. And yes, you can deactivate your phone if you lose it. But in the interim, in the time when you're like, uh-oh, it's gone, in that moment, your life can be stolen. So for that reason, I think phone is the bigger loss.
913-576-7610. Let us know what you think. What's the worst to lose, your keys, your phone, or your wallet? We'll go through some of the answers coming up on the other side. And Derek Carr is starting to become more and more my least favorite player in the NFL. I'll tell you why. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. Weekdays 2 to 6.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Text line 913-576-7610. People are texting in there. I lost my wallet stories. The top one, Rob, I had been seeing a woman for like 8 months. I left my wallet over at her place, so I went back in the morning to get it. A man claiming to be her husband answered the door. That's a loss, my boy. I don't know what else to tell you. That is a LOSS. That is a loss, my guy. That is not good situation. We've actually got some really good entries. Keep sending them in, 913-576-7610. We'll be giving away a Royals bobblehead doll, a Slugger bobblehead doll, coming up at the end of the day. I'm at the point where I don't like Derek Carr. And Rob, it's not that Derek Carr's really done anything wrong to me. He's just corny. So today he met with the media at OTAs. Listen to what Derek Carr had to say. This is from Vic Tarfor. He covers the team for The Athletic. He's basically Nate Taylor. Derek Carr was asked why he never complains like other quarterbacks. He said it's the way he was raised, and he gives every ounce of his energy to getting it done here and winning with the Raiders. Quote, I would probably quit football if I had to play somewhere else. Okay. All right, Derek. Have you ever noticed how some people try to overcompensate when they're deficient in other areas? That's all the energy I get from Derek Carr. You remember last year where Derek Carr was like, I'm sick of people not giving us a chance. Remember when he did that, Rob? That foolishness? I mean, I'd probably quit football if I had to play somewhere else. It worked out all right for Tom Brady. He played football somewhere else. How'd that go? Joe Montana, he played football somewhere else. How'd that go? Brett Favre had a fantastic year with the Minnesota Vikings. Hell, Ryan Tannehill has had more success than Derek Carr. Derek Carr's not good enough to say and do some of the things that he does. It's that simple. He is not good enough to say and do some of the things that he says and he does.
I'm sick of losing, Levi. I'm sick of working as hard as I do and as we do and going out there and losing. I mean, it sucks. Enough is enough, you know. I think that's my message. You know, I'm excited, you know, obviously for that. I dreamed of it when I got drafted here. I looked all those stats up and was like, man, I want to break all these, you know, as a competitor. But I'm sick of losing. Like, enough's enough. I'm tired of it.
Well, get used to it, buddy. You play for the Raiders. That's part of what you've signed up for. Yeah, I ain't been good in 20 years. You haven't been good in 20 years. Derek Carr is not good enough to say and do the things that he does. You're average. Sure, you play well on occasions, not nearly consistently enough. The Raiders, if I had to say, Rob, right now of AFC teams and their buzz heading into the season, the Raiders might be last. If we're talking of buzz for them, people checking for them, optimism, having something good, we talk more about Denver than we talk about Vegas, even though I think Vegas is better than Denver. If we're ranking how often we talk about them, they're last. Because even bad teams, like I don't think the Jets are going to be good this year. They got a new quarterback. Jacksonville, new quarterback. All the bad teams are trending in a positive direction. That ain't what the Raiders are doing. The Raiders are just buying time. You know what they're buying time to? Replacing Derek Carr. So Derek Carr is telling me that he's retiring at the end of the season. Was that his message today? Because look at his contract. It makes sense to me if they moved on from Derek Carr at the end of the season. Is that what he announced today, that he's retiring at the end of the year? Why can't he just go be Carson Wentz?
I think I get what he's trying to do. I think he's trying to be like the rah-rah hometown guy. Remember, the Raiders have never played a game in front of fans in their new venue. So he's trying to be the, you know, we love Vegas. We are so happy to be here. I love the town. Da, da, da. You know how cities love when athletes talk good about the town. But it felt totally hollow considering everyone's a free agent at some point.
But that stuff works if you are good. I don't have any issue. If you want to be the rah-rah-rah, I'm doing it for the town kind of guy, that's fine. You got to be winning to do that, though. You got to be putting numbers on the board for you to be the rah-rah guy. You got to be.
I mean, I agree with you, but there's a lot of people in this town who dislike Zach Greinke because he, on his way out, was like, I don't like Kansas City. You can't win in Kansas City. It's a da-da-da-da, all those things. He wasn't winning in Kansas City, but he was putting up numbers. I mean, so there's always a little bit of love, a little bit of oomph, a little bit of something when you say good things about the city. You'll never turn a fan base by talking good about the city. That'll never happen.
No, you're fair there. You'll never turn a fan base by doing it that way. Just want him to be better than what he is. I really don't like Derek Carr. Derek Carr is my least favorite player right now in the NFL. Like, I actually don't dislike Baker Mayfield. You know, I used to love Baker Mayfield. I just don't think Baker's good. That's different to me. I don't like Derek Carr's personality. I don't like the image he tries to convey. Yeah, you're blocking everybody on Twitter. He's sensitive. He's got his big brother handling all his battles for him through the media. He's weak. Can you imagine if that was your team's representative? You know how like every team has like a face? That's the guy's the face of your team, that guy. I wouldn't want that guy to be the face of my team. If I was Las Vegas, I would have requested a quarterback change before a location change. Hey, if you guys want to move here, he needs to be off the roster. That's not a guy that I can endorse.
If I had to play somewhere else, I'd retire.
Okay. All right. All right, my man. Well, I hope you're looking forward to working for NFL Network next year with your brother. Carr and Carr. That's 100% what's happening. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. And watching Back to the Future got me thinking something earlier today about sports. I'll explain it. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
The National Cash Contest code word for 430 is FACE, F-A-C-E, FACE. Text the word FACE to 72881, FACE, F-A-C-E, and you could be the $1,000 winner in the National Cash Contest. Your next chance to win is coming up in exactly 1 hour. For complete rules and listings, go to 610sports.com. Message and data rates may apply. The National Cash Contest is powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BetQL. One more time, FACE, F-A-C-E. Text that to 72881. The National Cash Contest code word 4430 is FACE. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will get into the top stories of the day in Kansas City. There has not been a whole lot going on. I ain't going to lie to you here. The Royals ain't that good. The Chiefs are at OTAs. Y'all don't want us to talk about the NBA. So we've been having a lot of fun today. We've been talking about people losing their wallets. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. But I have been going through 80s movies that I have not seen. Every morning, before I come into work, probably around like 8:30, 9 o'clock. You know what I do? I turn on an 80s movie. I watch it. I then text Rob that I'm done watching the movie and that I'm coming into work. Well, today I watched Back to the Future for the first time. And I'm here to tell you, I loved Back to the Future. I gave it a 9. I gave it 2 thumbs up. It was a very fun, family-friendly, very colorful, entertaining, jovial summer movie. I'm happy that I watched that movie. I'm actually excited to watch Back to the Future 2 and see how the story continues to progress. Now, you guys have told me not to watch Back to the Future 3, so I will not watch Back to the Future 3. But you know what? I've always wanted to see Marty McFly put on those hyper dunks. I'm watching Back to the Future 2 between now and some point at the end of the week. So as I'm watching it, if you remember the scene in Back to the Future where his dad is going to get hit by the car and then he pushes him from in front of the car and he changed history. I'm thinking to myself, if I could change one thing in sports history and go back and maybe the outcome is different, what would I change? You guys know where I'm going. Some of you are thinking Norfolk State. No, I wouldn't change Norfolk State. It's up there, but I wouldn't change it. You might be thinking Tyus Edney. No, a little bit before my time. I'm not changing Tyus Edney. Rob, did you know that after Norm Stewart, Missouri had three finalists for their head coaching job in men's college basketball? You want to know who the three finalists were? John Calipari, Bill Self, and Quinn Snyder. Now, we know these were all three great coaches. I know it didn't work out for Quinn Snyder at Mizzou, and we'll get to that here in a little bit. But Quinn Snyder is an NBA coach, a coach of the year. He can coach in the NBA for the next 15 years. Missouri was right. They hired a great coach. He was not great for the University of Missouri, especially when you see what the other guys went on to go do. At this point, John Calipari is still at UMass. He doesn't get the Missouri job. He goes to Memphis. Look at what they accomplished in Memphis. Bill Self doesn't get the Missouri job. He's still at Tulsa. He's thinking, you know what? It's okay. He then goes to Illinois and has a great run with that team. And then we obviously know what those coaches go on to become. If I could change one thing, I'd go back in time and I'd tell Mike Alden, number one, what are you doing? Hire Bill Self. Can you imagine the course of Missouri basketball history if they go back and they hire Bill Self? Do you know how it then changes the history of my rival? Bill Self never goes to Kansas if he's the coach at Missouri. We think that he's directly going from Missouri to Kansas to be Kansas's next head coach. Now you're Kansas. Who knows who you get? I'm sure you get somebody great because you're Kansas. Are they going to be better than what Bill's done? Even if Bill doesn't stay at Missouri as long as he's at Kansas, let's say he just gives us the Illinois run. Maybe he then takes the Kentucky job. Maybe he takes Indiana. I think Bill was always destined to go to one of those destination jobs. Same thing with John Calipari. But the step in the middle matters. If Missouri had a great eight-year run of Bill Self, and then when the next coach, he starts at a much higher place because he has the players that Bill Self recruited, look at what happened to Illinois. They went to the national championship game off the strength of having Bill Self as their head coach. If I could go back in time and change one thing, Rob, if I could back to the future, if I could be Marty McFly and give me my Doc Brown, I'm hiring Bill Self to be the head coach at the University of Missouri.
That's a very good answer as a Missouri fan. I have one that's in a similar vein, but here's the one thing I would change. And KU fans know this story, and it hurts them probably the way it hurts me. The year is 2010, or maybe 2009 at this point. It's like December of 2009. Lou Perkins has two leading candidates for the head coaching job at Kansas after he's fired Mark Mangino. It's come down to Turner Gill and Jim Harbaugh. And KU fans know the story. KU was all in on Jim Harbaugh. Harbaugh was reciprocating that love and reportedly wanted to come to Kansas, but would not come to join Sweet Lou's Kansas athletic department unless he was allowed to coach his Stanford Cardinal in the Sun Bowl. The Sun Bowl. Lou Perkins, being the lunatic he was, says, no, you get to either take the Kansas job because I have other candidates, or B, you coach the Sun Bowl and you don't get the job. Well, Jim Harbaugh said, I owe it to these players. Players like Richard Sherman and Andrew Luck and Toby Gerhart, by the way. So he was a good coach in college at the time. He then coaches the Sun Bowl, Lou Perkins moves on, and hires Turner Gill, which begins the ball rolling way downhill in badness for Kansas football, as we know what happened from then on. Can you imagine what would have happened if Lou Perkins would be like, you know what, you can coach the Sun Bowl, I don't care, you're my top choice? Kansas would have hired Jim Harbaugh, and much like Bill Self, Harbaugh probably leaves in 2 or 3 years to go to the NFL and take the Niners job anyway. But Kansas in those 2 or 3 years isn't a doormat, and maybe when their job becomes available, they don't have to hire Charlie Weiss because the job's actually appetizing to a capable head coach, and maybe KU football actually isn't the dumpster fire it is today. But no, Lou Perkins did not want Jim Harbaugh coaching in the Sun Bowl, so instead hired Turner Gill.
Rob, I hate to say this. I got to call Cap here. I'm not
saying, what are you talking about?
I'm not saying you're capping. I think that you believe this story. You want, or KU wants me to believe, Jim Harbaugh was going to take the job. All they had to do was wait 10 days, 14 days, and they decided that those 14 days were so important that they passed on them for Turner Gill. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it.
It's worth noting Lou Perkins, noted crook, because he did get popped for some stuff, so I can say that.
Oh, he's definitely a cheater.
100% a cheater.
Big cheater.
I feel like he was alleged. Very much like the, you know, I'm owed respect kind of guy. And because of that, I could see him feeling slighted because of the Sun Bowl and did not like this. And thus, that's why I believe the story. Because Lou does have the energy of respect me or get out the room. And I don't think Harbaugh fell in love with Lou, and I don't think Lou fell in love with the lack of respect.
Now, I could be wrong here, and maybe I'm projecting just a little bit. You can tell me, text line, if I'm projecting. Missouri fans, there was like a 10-year span where we convinced ourselves that Greg Marshall really wanted to be the coach at Missouri.
I remember
like,
that.
Really convinced ourselves. After the Matt Painter situation, every time the job came up, it was, well, maybe this is when Greg Marshall will take the job. I feel like Jim Harbaugh is your Greg Marshall. Greg Marshall was never coming to Missouri. Jim Harbaugh was never going to be the head football coach at Kansas. I know it's something you have told yourself to make yourself feel better about your football program. I don't have to question whether it happened or not with me. Missouri had, they had three finalists. It's actually even worse. So they had four candidates. I'm sitting here reading a story right now. They had four candidates to replace Norm Stewart. Self, Calipari, Kim Anderson, and Quinn Snyder. So they missed out on Kim in 99, and they decided to just double back. We were just going to we feel bad we missed out on all of this.
Alden was not going to let that one get away
no,
twice.
No, wasn't going to let him get away.
By the way, I did a little Google.
That might be the most Missouri story. There's a lot of that's a very Missouri story. That might be the most Missouri story of all. Is they could have hired Bill Self or John Calipari, and they chose.
By the way, there's a story at CBSSports.com from 2016 written by Dennis Dodd, who we both very much respect, saying, quote, he had talked to a source close to Harbaugh and close to Perkins, saying it was all but done. It was very, very close, but there was a hang-up with the khaki coach and wanting to coach his team in a bowl game. There's a gaggle of his family that are scattered about 30 miles from the KU campus. The idea of working there very much enticed him. So it's not Cap. Dennis Dodd is as respected as anyone. He tells me this
well,
happened.
The hang-up is probably simple. The hang-up is he thought it was Arkansas, and then they were like, no, we meant Kansas. Like, oh, never mind. Never mind. Then, no, I don't want to go there. Then. That's probably was the hang-up. That is 100% what the hang-up was. Coming up at the top of
you're
the hour.
This is a hater. This is I don't know what you're drinking in that water. That's like hate rage. You're just hating. Coming I'm up you have your Bill Self Mizzou moment. Let me have mine.
Okay, my bad. You know what? I apologize. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. We'll get to the Chiefs here coming up in just a little bit, but we are trying to give people a chance to win a Slugger bobblehead doll is what we're trying to do here on the show. We are having people tell their favorite I lost my wallet stories. We have had a lot of good ones sent so far. Rob, I don't know if you know this or not. The text line is calling Cap on that porta potta story. They said they don't believe it. They said that they are calling BS on the porta potta story. They think that's just a convenient story to win the prize. Do you believe the text line, or are we still going to leave that in as the favorite right now?
I'm willing to leave it in as the favorite because if it is true, I feel bad for my man. The reason I believe it is that paper tickets basically existed as the only way to get things done for like the last, what, ever? Since basically last year with COVID? So I believe the ticket element. The one part I don't believe is that he was at Kauffman and was like, I got to go to the bathroom. I got to go number two in a porta potty. No self-respecting human does that, right?
Nope.
You walk across the street to Denny's. That's what you're supposed to do, like an adult.
No, that's 100% what you're supposed to do. We'll get to the Chiefs coming up in just a little bit. All right. Let's go through the ones that have been thrown into the hat right now. We'll pick our favorite, and then we'll catch up with Chiefs OTA. So much happened today out of the Chiefs optional practice today. So much information.
All right. The leaders in the clubhouse are, if you don't believe the porta potta story, the other leader in the clubhouse is this man who lost his wallet in Arizona spring training, couldn't get back on his flight because of the lack of wallet. He had to wait 3 hours, eventually give some information to the TSA, including his father's birthday, got on the plane. A year later, Surprise Stadium calls him, says, "We have your wallet." He goes to Arizona. The Royals will be a ball boy in a spring training game. He meets Moose, Gordon, and Whit Merrifield. I think that's akin to this, if we don't believe the porta potty story, which is this man lost his wallet in high school because his girl came over. His girl has brought her dad's car over. They did some business in the back seat. The next time he went over to see his girl, his dad had the wallet on the kitchen counter and asked how to get dropped in the back seat. Those are the leaders in the clubhouse. We don't believe the porta potty story here.
Do you believe it?
The porta potty story, I like 60% believe.
Okay, all right. Well, if we don't 100% believe it, we can't sell that to the public as the winner.
I'm deleting it out. Here are the two qualifiers into the story from the 4 o'clock hour. From the 785, this man had been seeing a woman for 8 months. He left her wallet at his place, so went back the next morning to go get it, thinking no big issue. He rang the doorbell. A man claiming to be the woman's husband answered the door and asked why he's there. That's pretty rough.
Did he get his wallet? I mean, that's really what's most important here. Like, whatever y'all got going on in your relationship has nothing to do with me. I just came to get my wallet. That's it. Yo, I didn't know you existed. My apologies. I never would have been in this situation had I known the vibes. That's my bad. I do need my wallet, though, sir. I didn't take an oath before God. Y'all two did. You need to take up whatever issues you have with her. I didn't know any of this. That's how I would have handled that situation.
The other person I have qualified from the 4 o'clock hour for our wallet story is this. And if you want to call Cap on this one, we can do it, but I want to tell the story first. Several years ago, this gentleman went fishing down in the Gulf of Mexico with a buddy. They got about 5 miles offshore and began throwing lines until realized they were taking on water. They had SOS for the Coast Guard to come and get them. By the time the Coast Guard arrived, the boat had capsized and they were resting on the hull. The wallet he had was in a backpack, which was in the boat, and then sank to the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. Moral of the story, he says, is to always check to make sure the boat is not taking on water, which I believe is sound advice.
No, that is a good one. I don't like that story as good as some of the other ones that we have.
That's fair.
It's not a bad story. I don't like it as much as the other ones.
That's fair. It gets deleted out. We have three leaders heading to the 5 o'clock hour. Arizona spring training guy, wallet in the backseat of his dad's girl's car, or husband at the door. Those are the three leaders in the clubhouse right now for our wallet stories.
You still got like 15 minutes to send in your wallet stories. We'll give it away in the hits. 913-576-7610. We're asking people their favorite I lost my wallet story. We're giving the winner a Slugger bobblehead doll. We'll do that. That'll be our first hit. We'll give it away. So you got like, 15, 20 minutes to go ahead and throw in your submission to try to go ahead and get that Slugger bobblehead doll. Today, the Chiefs are at OTA. So much is happening today at Chiefs practice. Travis Kelce trying to pay respect to basically every team in the NFL. So he was asked, who does he see as contenders to the Kansas City Chiefs? He then starts naming everybody but Alabama and Clemson.
I mean, we got three really good teams in the division. I'm not going to look past anybody in our division. If you look at the entire AFC, outside of the Raiders, Broncos, and Chargers, obviously the Browns, the Ravens, the Titans just got another huge piece to their offense that's very interesting. And who knows who's going to show up. I mean, there's a lot of good young teams like a Miami. And it's just, you got to be ready. You got to be ready for it all. I can't forget about the Bills. I mean, there's teams all over the place that can come up and get a win, and you just got to respect them all and go to work every single week.
I mean, Kelce gave his MySpace top eight when it came to contending teams in the AFC. At this point, you want to talk about like feeling disrespect. If somebody who's on Kansas City goes to mention the other contenders in the AFC and then he names like nine teams and doesn't mention your team stinks. That's how I would take that answer. It's that simple. If your team didn't specifically get a shout out, your team stinks. He was going out of his way to not offend anybody. So if your team didn't come up, you need to take it as your team's not very good. Rob, all right, let's make the official list. Who are the official contenders to the Kansas City Chiefs list?
Okay.
Like, so legitimate, this team can go to the Super Bowl in the AFC.
All right, so we have to elip the division? None.
Okay, yeah. I don't think there's any team in the AFC West that can go to the Super Bowl outside of Kansas City.
Ravens.
Okay, I would consider them a contender.
Where we land on Browns?
I think you have to put them in the list because I think more people than not, you know how I feel about
That's
Cleveland.
That's what I was asking.
Do we? But feel- I think you have to put Cleveland in the conversation.
Okay. The same way, you know how I feel about Pittsburgh. Do they make the conversation?
I do not think that Pittsburgh is in the conversation, which is crazy because this is the first team in a while. I don't think that you can put them in. I don't think that you can put Pittsburgh in this grouping yet. They might play themselves into it, but on how they finish the end of the year, I don't think you can put Pittsburgh in the same conversation with the other good teams in the AFC.
Okay, the Buffalo Bills obviously go on the list.
Okay, that's three.
I don't believe anyone else in the AFC East. We don't believe in Cam, and we don't believe in Tua, correct?
I don't think they're contenders to Kansas City, no.
That's fair.
I think they could be good teams that make the playoffs. I don't think they're legitimate contenders. Okay. I can't put Buffalo in that category, or I can't put Miami in that category. I can't put New England in that category.
Totally fair. The Indianapolis Colts are in this category for sure.
Yes, I put the Colts in this category.
And then where do we land on the Tennessee Titans?
If the Colts are on there, the Titans have to be on there.
I'm just curious on where we land on the Titans.
So it's five?
Five.
So it's five real contenders in the AFC.
He named about nine teams. So
he named damn near the whole league.
I'm surprised he didn't go, well, the Jets have a new quarterback, so we'll just see.
I think that's a fair five.
That totally 100% fair five.
All right, let me ask you this then. What's the team that's most likely in this group that's not going to be contenders? What's the most likely team outside of this that is going to be a contender? Because if I had asked you this same question last year, you maybe give me a couple of different answers and teams played themselves out of it.
Okay, so team on the list that will play themselves out of the list, Cleveland Browns. That's just too easy.
Okay.
Easy or Tennessee Titans, one of the two.
I actually think, and it goes against what I've been saying really so far. I would say Tennessee just because of their defense.
That's fair. One of those two teams will play them way out. Team that will.
But we say this so much about Tennessee. Like, I feel like we've been waiting for Tennessee for.
Oh, I've been waiting for Tennessee for 10 years.
We've been waiting for Tennessee to do this ever since they hired, or ever since Ryan Tannehill took over. Ever since Tannehill replaced Marcus Mariota, we have been waiting for the other shoe to drop on Tennessee. And the thing is, it'll finally drop. I'm like, see, I told you so. Yeah, 40 games later, you finally got it right when it came to Tennessee.
When Tennessee's ever bad, I'm going to be like, see, you can't rely on a running back. I've been saying it for years. They're easy for out. Team that's on the outside looking in, I'm about to become unpopular in Kansas City.
You think it's the Chargers?
I think it's the Chargers.
Of course you do.
Justin Herbert's the best quarterback not on the list, right? Right?
Probably so.
Yeah. Who's your team?
If they can run the football, I think it's Pittsburgh. If Pittsburgh can run the football, I think they'll always figure it out defensively. And I still think even with the loss of Bud Dupree, I think they have enough good players on the defense to make it work. I think it's Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is probably the most flying under the radar team in the NFL. I think they solved their biggest problem from last season. They couldn't run the football last year. Like, Pittsburgh could not run the ball the last eight games of the season. I know you hate first-round running backs, but we agree they're going to run the football a lot more effectively this year than they did last year, which is a massive difference, I think, when it comes to their team. I think the team is Pittsburgh. If we're saying a team right now that everybody's counting out that you probably shouldn't be, I would say Pittsburgh. I like the Chargers. I just think they're a year away from really being contenders. I think they're a year away. I think they're kind of where Buffalo was a couple of years ago. You remember 2 years ago, Buffalo made the playoffs. They then lost to Houston in the first round of the playoffs. That's kind of where I think the Chargers are right there. I could see them being a wild card team this year, especially since it's expanded. I'd be really surprised, though, if we thought by the end of the season that they're a 11, 12, 13 win team that can compete. That's basically what we're talking about. If we look at these five teams, Ravens, Browns, Bills, Colts, and Titans as the true contenders in the AFC, to me, you got to have the ability to win 12 or 13 games. I don't think the Chargers have that right now. I think they can grow into it. I don't think they have it. I'd be surprised if they won 13 games this year. I wouldn't be surprised if any of these other five teams do.
And we're saying based on their current status. So we're not going to say things like, well, maybe Aaron Rodgers is a Dolphin. Dolphins.
Yeah. Not based on that.
I actually think the Dolphins could actually play their way into this too, but two or three five picks today in minicamp, which we know means the sky is falling. There's no other way around that. But I really like Brian Flores. I don't think they're Super Bowl ready yet, but they could have a schedule shine on them just right. And if Tua's the guy that people talked about him like he was in college, maybe they could jump up. But I think Miami is more what you're describing with the Bills a couple of years ago than the Chargers. The Chargers feel like if they just get one break to go their way in like three games, they're going to suddenly be a 10-win team because they've gotten no breaks in the Anthony Lynn era. So you think eventually luck evens out.
One thing I'm going to be really curious when it comes to Herbert is Herbert had a fantastic season last year. You now got a year of tape for everybody to see. If Herbert can do this for back-to-back years, to me, he puts himself in a special category of quarterback. Right now, I think he's kind of on that cusp, that wait and see. If Herbert can put it together for back-to-back years, that's Josh Allen hasn't done that yet. I don't think Josh Allen's had two great seasons in the NFL. I think he was great last year. He hasn't put it together for 2 years. Herbert had a fantastic rookie season. If Herbert can do it for one more season, and I do think we have to start talking about the Chargers very differently than we're talking about everybody else. Really quick before we step aside, I want to play this. This is what Frank Clark had to say. The other big news today to come out of Chiefs OTAs was the Chiefs sound like they're moving Chris Jones to D-end.
Man, I think it kind of opens up the game more, honestly. You find that a lot of times, you know, we made it easier on teams to make adjustments and stuff last year when me and Chris lined up on the same side. And, I mean, that's due to the position. You know, it's only so much you can help when, you know, you got one guy playing three tech, you got another guy playing the end. But, you know, Chris going to the end position, it just opens up the game much more. You know, it makes it harder. You know, now they got to pick a size, you know, whether we're going to slide right or we're going to slide left. You know, we just know now it's a higher chance that we're going to be able to get, you know, better looks and stuff like that from the offense.
So that was Frank Clark earlier today as he met with the media. We'll talk about it more coming up into the hits. I do think the Chris Jones revelation was maybe the biggest thing. I think we all sort of expected it to happen, but the Chiefs are really openly talking about it and planning for it. It changes their defense. If we're talking about going from left to right, Frank Clark, Jaron Reed, Derek Nnadi, and Chris Jones on the opposite side. I mean, that's a really strong group, I would say, when it comes to your front four. I also would say it then puts the burden and expectation on Frank Clark. You got to be better. They're putting your former teammate alongside you in which you had your best season playing along. And then opposite, Chris Jones, if we're saying Chris Jones doesn't have to worry about as much as clogging up the middle and you're really going to tell him to go get after the quarterback, we could see him really bounce back and get those big sack numbers we saw in 2018. That if that's the pass rush you're going to play with, there's going to be no excuse for Frank Clark to not have 11 sacks this year and go out and have a really productive season. We'll get to this and more coming up at the top of the hour when we get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.